Recently, I released a tape called Stop Trying to Hug Me. And since I put this tape out on the internet, on the webpage, a few people have responded in an unexpected way. I thought the tape would have a bit of an effect, but I didn't think at first that it would have that strong of an effect on people. It's really touched people in a way that sort of makes people react. In other words, it's touching something inside of a person that makes them react. At first, it might be something about the tape bothers you. Maybe the tone of voice or the way things are said or the energy coming from it. There's nothing wrong with the tape. There's nothing wrong with what I said on the tape or how I said it. Matter of fact, it's one of my most favorite tapes, and I'm extremely excited about it, and I'll explain this to you in just shortly. But first, let's just take a look at this situation. If this tape is bothering you in any way, irritated you in any way, it's not the tape. It's that it's touched something inside of you. And it's easy enough to go back to the creator of the tape and say, he is doing this and saying that and not doing it in the right way and saying it in an angry way, or his energy is not totally filled with love. It doesn't seem very caring, or whatever opinion you may have. But the actual fact is, what's going on is inside you. See, this tape is my tape. It's my creation, and it comes from me. But what's going on in you when you listen to it comes from you, not from me. So if there's something bothering you, look inside yourself. You'll find it. It's pulling it out. I'm working on stage 2 of releasing resistance. If you've been following along with the book called Some Things Are Worth Believing In, Money is Love, you know that the book is designed to release resistance. I'm now working on stage 2 of that. But also, over the last few months, I've made almost a year, I've made a bit more of a discovery. Something I had in my head before, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. See, as we begin to start sending love, things begin to change. And we begin to change a little bit. But there is another part to this. I really don't necessarily think that we need to change so much. We don't need to become better. We just need to become happier. And that doesn't necessarily mean changing ourselves. It means loving ourselves more the way we are. And also injecting love into what we are and how we are and what we feel. Now, let's look at an example. If you felt a little bit of anger for some reason, maybe someone took your parking space, and they've done it several times already, and you're feeling some irritation, and that irritation is building into a little bit of anger. But before it builds into a total volcano-like anger, you fill it with love. Now, the love does not remove it necessarily. The love gets injected into it. So you still have that feeling of irritation, but you're injecting love into it. And two things happen. One, it no longer has control over you. It's now an experience. And the irritation becomes a loving experience, a joyful experience. And I know this sounds a little crazy. And over the next few months, I will try to explain this a little bit more if you don't fully understand it yet. But remember, we come here to experience, and we come from a place of total love. So we don't come to just experience love. We come to experience all these dramatic experiences that we go through during life. And some of those things are irritation and anger. I'm just using those two things as an example. Excitement is also an example. But what happens is, when you take love and you inject it with the feeling of irritation, something new is created. The energy of love and the energy intent that was there from the irritation get put together, and the two of them turn into something absolutely fantastic. It is like the irritation is something really wonderful. And again, that's hard to describe, but the irritation is no longer painful. It's an enjoyable irritation. Not necessarily one that you want to continue on with, but it turns into a more enjoyable experience. Still, the irritation is there. The little bit of the anger is there. But it totally changes it. And what it does, it creates something that was never there before, that has never been on this planet, existed before. And each time a person does it, it's different. It's like wine. There are thousands of winemakers all over the world. But each wine tastes so different that a person who has learned to taste wines can actually tell you what year and what region and maybe even who the winemaker is. It's that unique. And when you mix an emotion that you have with love, there is a wine created that is so unique, it is onto itself, and you will find it nowhere else in the universe. You created it, that moment, and it will not be duplicated. Someone else will do a similar thing, will also have irritation or anger, add love to it, but the two combining will change to a slightly different flavor. So by adding love, we're actually creating a new experience, creating a new emotion, a new flavor of experience, new flavor of emotion that didn't exist before. Through the process of working with love, we become the creators that we originally were. But now we're doing it in our physical bodies. Now tell me, is that not exciting? I'm excited. I played it with this tape, but I didn't think it would really come out. And yet it had a reaction. And you know why it has a reaction? Because the mixture of love and the mixture of a little bit of frustration on my side and irritation together created such a wonderful flavor that it's having a reaction of people. It's sort of like creating wine. And people drink it and they go, this is good. No, this is bad. This is good. I'm not sure yet. I have to take another sip. And you want to take another sip. And you're trying to decide where it is. Is it really good? Is it really bad? Is it medium? Is it excellent? Not sure yet. It's reacting with you. The wine is now, and the chemical of the wine is now reacting with the chemicals in your body, because that's how wine works. Same as perfume reacts with your chemicals and changes from person to person. You can have 10 people put on the same perfume. It will smell slightly different on each person because their chemical composition of their bodies and the hormones is all different. The same way this changes. Now, I played with this tape and I let it go and I thought, first experience, probably won't be that good. But right off the bat, I got a reaction. I got a reaction from my wife. I got a reaction from Kostya. And I've had a reaction from several other people. Not all bad, but it's touching them. You see, and that's what it does. So, now I'm working on this process of, rather than using love to change everything, using love by injecting it into what's there and allowing that to sort of cook and turn into something else. It's like adding, well, it's like making wine, really. That's the best example I can think of. And each time a person does it with themselves, it will be different. And it's really a wonderful experience. I am absolutely, totally excited about it. But I'm still only at the beginning stages of it. So I don't fully know how it's all going to work out, exactly how to do it. I can't really give you proper instructions yet. All I can tell you, as far as instructions, what I've done is basically felt whatever I feel. I allow myself to feel like, first I make it absolutely okay. In other words, if somebody taking your parking spot, you make it absolutely okay to feel whatever comes. By making it okay, you're already beginning the process of opening your heart center, because when you say okay, there's a relaxation that occurs and you're letting go a bit. Then you do what we've practiced, how to open our heart centers and flow love. And we allow that love to flow into that emotion. And I sort of do that in my mind. I see the emotion in my body as a slight cloud, and I see the love coming out of my body as a mist and mixing with that cloud and turning into a something new, radiant. Don't know what it is. I just allow it. And then I spoke into the recorder, and that's what came out. Most of my recordings, I don't like listening to. I'm not totally happy with them. I'm never really satisfied. I always feel like I can do better. This one, I have listened to it 5 times, and each time I love it. Because I could tell that there was something new created there. I could feel the energy. It was just absolutely wonderful. It's brand new. And I created it. I created it. Taking my emotions and taking love and putting the two together. It's like I bottled it. And by putting it on a recorder, I sort of bottled it in a sense. And there it is. So, think about this a little bit. See if you have some interest in it. And over the next few months, I'm sure we'll talk about it some more. I have a whole idea how to bring this out and at the same token, increase the releasing of the resistance, stage 2 of it. But this time I'm thinking I'm going to hide it a little bit more in stories. So I'm going to combine these two together in little packages of stories, because I think we can absorb it easier if it's a story and it's more relaxing to read and probably a little bit more enjoyable and entertaining to read. And I believe I can put both these things now together. It's been a long year and a tough year to get this far, and I'm really, really excited about it. Hope you can hear that. And for those of you who listen to the tapes, I hope you'll play along and we'll see where the journey ends up. Talk to you guys later.